Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We might just be in France, but this is global. These players are icons, their stories are noble. In fact, each story into the game is golden. It's way more than just a game. It's a player's story into the pitch and all that she overcame. It's football 2019, and this is its brand new face. Football Inside Out by Copper 90.
What is going on? I'm Heath, and this is Football Inside Out, a podcast from Copa 90. We're coming to you every single day from the Copa 90 clubhouse in Paris, although we are moving to Lyon soon, bringing you all the excitement from the 2019 Women's World Cup in France. And guess what? Monkey is away today, so instead, I'm joined by three replacements. My co-hosts for this entire podcast are none other than Soccer Girl Probs. Thank you guys for joining me.
Hello.
Thank you for having us.
And also hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode because we want to make sure that we're feeding you all the stuff you want to know around this World Cup. We'll speak to Soccer Girl Probs in a little bit, but first, here are the five things you need to know going into your day.
Football Inside Out by Copper 90.
Number one, England on to the semifinals in convincing fashion, winning 3-0 over Norway. Jill Scott scored, Ellen White scored, and Lucy Bronze scored. Wrapping up this match in very credible fashion. Pretty convincing, I'd say. Norway was in it for small periods, but never really seemed like they were ever going to get out alive of that match. It makes you wonder what would be like for Norway if they had a full squad. But we'll never know, and I'm assuming that one player couldn't have changed all of that. England looked good. They looked strong. Number two, Jill Scott's goal was the fastest goal ever for England in the World Cup and the fastest in this tournament at 2 minutes and 6 seconds. Thank you, Georgia Stanway, because we have audio of the first goal being scored at the Glastonbury Festival. So here it is. Number three, Chelsea are set to sign Mateo Kovacic despite there being a two-window transfer ban for around the range of £40 million. This was because he was on loan. Therefore, when the ban went into effect, it didn't seem to have any sort of repercussions on him. Number four, if the U.S. are to beat France today, England will qualify for the Olympics in Tokyo 2020 because the top three European teams automatically make the Olympics. So I'm assuming while England doesn't want to play the U.S. in the semifinals, they also want to play the U.S. in the semifinals. So win-win for somebody there. And finally, number five, England will now play in the semifinals against the winner of today's France versus USA, which is at the Parc des Princes. And from what I've heard, our entire podcast team might have tickets to that. We're going to go and we're going to do our top five things from there. Make a bunch of noise. Half of us are going to be happy. Half of us are going to be sad. But either way, football's still coming home. And that is the five things you need to know going into your day.
Copa 90.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter.
Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
All right, well, thank you guys so much for joining me. Let's get some introductions so people can kind of hear your voice and associate it with a name.
Okay, I'm Carly Beyer.
Give us a fun fact.
I'm 26 years old. I love long walks on the beach, and I love soccer.
Okay, fair.
Okay, I'm Shanna Fey. I have no accent, and I'm the tall one.
I'm Alana Locast, and I have the lowest voice out of all of us. It's a problem.
No, you don't.
We're in a competition for the most masculine voice.
Also, guys, I'm 27 years old, so I just lie.
Seriously, what year is it?
Welcome, liar.
Who am I?
Let me guess. You feel 19.
I feel so young.
So this isn't your guys' first World Cup.
This is not. Nope. No. It's our company's second. It's my third.
So. Wow.
I forgot that you
humble
went to
brag that you got the third. I don't want to say I've been to more, but I've been to more. How different has this been than Canada? And I guess in what ways?
I feel like the Canada one was really like being in U.S. junior. Like, it was very Americanized because everyone literally just got in their cars and would drive over the border for the game. So it was like an overwhelming feeling of like being around the people that were usually around. So that made the environment really, really cool inside the stadiums. And before the games, we'd host pickup games. And it was like hundreds of people that just wanted something to do having to do with the World Cup. So it was awesome.
Yeah, that's true. Because here, I feel like we're meeting a lot of international fans, which is amazing. We're getting to see people that we would have never met before. But in Canada, it was definitely all Americans all the time. And that was really cool.
Which way would you prefer? I guess it's a long month that you guys are traveling for. It is an exhaustion of being around other people, other cultures. You always have to be like mentally turned on the translation things of people trying to just communicate with the world. Has that been difficult at times, at least outside of Paris?
You know what I first think of? The fact that we're living in a room together for 30 days.
We share a bed.
I actually saw that.
Butt to butt.
Yeah. So yeah.
I saw
the photo where it's like, did you guys how did you actually decide who was going to sleep where?
Well,
You see the photo of our trip to Reims is what you saw?
Yeah, that was my bed. We had two twin beds in the hotel, and she's like, it's two twin beds. I'm like, yep, that's it.
And the hotel was like as big as this.
She said it in English too, so I don't know how we messed up.
And then they all laughed at us and talked in French. They're like, yep, talking shit about us. I took like eight more candies.
There was a trundle under the bed, but there was no room for it to come out. So we were like, should we push the beds together and then sleep
sideways on it?
Yeah, so there was a trundle, but it couldn't come out because there's no room for it to come out. So just like they can put it in the listing, doesn't actually have to be functional.
No. Yep. They're getting a bad Yelp review. I just haven't had time to do it.
Have you guys had any meltdowns yet with the three of you being in a confined quarters and now it's so hot that it'd be totally appropriate for one of you to have an explosion?
It's too hot to even like argue. Oh my gosh, it's like at the end of the day we're literally just like lay like starfish in the beds and we're like, all right, it needs to get cooler.
Your only alone time is like when you shower.
Right? Yeah,
that's crazy. Yeah, but last night I'm my Airbnb is on a street with the police station. Mm-hmm. And I was
nice.
Okay, cool,
good
like,
sound great. Effects
yeah
all night.
But like I hadn't heard anything. It didn't even process to me that there might be police cars with sirens on at some point from this police station. And every night it's been fine. And last night I was like, for the last two nights I've been testing whether or not to sleep with the window open because like there's no breeze, but it just feels like unnatural to like have like the storm
shutters.
Yeah. And so it just feels very unnatural to have it be like pitch black, no air is coming in. So I went with it open and somehow the one siren coincided with whatever my dream was. And in my dream I was definitely sweating too.
Oh my God.
And then just loud siren
car going by really fast, and I just woke up like about ready to like dive and hit the floor, like someone's gonna shoot.
That's the worst when it feels so real.
Yeah.
Every time I hear the police sirens here, I think of Bourne Identity.
Yeah.
Every single time.
It's so true.
Right? I don't know. Yeah.
Speaking of the windows open, we have been getting annihilated by every single creature and bug.
We have so many this,
like,
bug
look
bites.
At my arm. Wow.
Yeah. Let me ask you guys this. This is a science thing that I've been asking people recently.
Okay.
There's this, and you guys are all into like health sciences, so this is good. So maybe you guys will know the answer. Does your body reset itself every X amount of years? So like reset itself in a way that you might not have the same food allergies?
Oh,
or,
yes, definitely. Yeah.
So you're
I was allergic to like orange juice and eggs as a kid. Now I'm like all about
it. Don't they say every 8 years, all the cells in your body have died and left and regenerated?
I said seven.
She was a biology major, so she would know.
And your hair, right? Doesn't your hair change textures and stuff?
I'm still waiting for mine to be luscious and beautiful. Yeah. So.
Like Heath's hair.
I was waiting for one of you guys to do that.
Well, actually, are you going to donate your hair? Because your hair is pretty long.
So I went to like, I had just like a full like Britney Spears moment a few months ago, and I was like, I'm done. Yeah, I'm over this, but I want to donate it. And then I started doing research, and some of them like are kind of shitty. Like they charge people for them, and there's like a lot of costs involved.
Yeah.
And it's like, and I get that, but it's like, it's already for people who can't really, don't really have the opportunity to get that in the circumstances they're in. So then I found one, and I reached out to them, and I was like, oh, they might be excited. You know, like they have a social media account. I'll reach out to them, see if they'll help me, like make it easy for me. And they just wrote back like, here's a form to fill out, and here's an address to send it to, and we need $175 to do it too.
And your hands are totally split.
Yeah. And then, well, that's the thing, is you have to put it into tight ponytails, and all split. If there are split ins, they throw the whole chunk out. And so you have to get it cleaned up first. And
really?
So they had put that there's like locations you can go to that they know how to do it for you.
Wow.
But they're in like random places throughout the country where it's like, I'm probably not going to trek down
to
New Mexico to get
with
this
a bag
done.
Of hair.
Yeah. Like, the last thing I need is to be crossing state lines with like a little bag of hair in the back. And somebody's like,
that's weird.
Where were you going with that? But yeah, I plan to donate it. I've just sort of been waiting for the right time and then the right place to donate it to that doesn't seem like a massive burden to go through the process, because it's like there was like all these stipulations for it, and I was like, okay, clearly I'm not ready yet.
So at this point you're just gonna grow it all the way.
It's just keep going.
I'm jealous, like my hair doesn't grow, so
it's grown long enough.
No, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
That's it. So you remember when I said let's just talk about anything? This is what I meant. It's 20 minutes talking about hair. So you guys as what would be the best way to describe you? I mean, you're influencers, but what would be as a brand? How much growth have you seen as a group or as a brand in the last 4 years from last World Cup to now in terms of just whether it's other brands, whether it's excitement, whether it's your own personal growth? I mean, I know there's probably going to be a few people upstairs that I secretly told you guys would be here, and they're super excited, and they like jumped on a train from somewhere to come find
that's
you.
Awesome.
But like, how much have you guys seen the growth of the game since last World Cup?
Okay, well, first of all, when we talk about our company, we're a social media platform and an apparel company, and I would say that we have grown a lot since the last World Cup. The women winning the championship really did wonders for our business, and I think that where the soccer's going in the U.S. is great for us, so we're really happy with that.
I don't remember like our social media numbers then, but I know like we had said like if we hit X amount of people, like we were gonna go streaking down our library hill, and then like we hit it, and then we're like, oh shit, okay, more.
Yeah,
like it kept going.
Did you guys streak down your library hill?
No, we haven't done it yet.
I know.
Cowards. Well, don't make bets you can't keep.
That's like Carly's gonna get a soccer props tattoo one day.
Yeah, you were.
We're gonna get a. We're literally gonna have a notarized contract for this. Yes.
If you want to watch me cry so hard, and my mom punished me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. But
wait, did you say you were gonna get a tattoo?
Well,
she sure did.
I'm scared to get one, but if we hit 1 million followers, I'll get it somewhere.
Good, we're doing it in writing.
But we need to actually write it down.
Heath is notarizing this.
All platforms.
Yeah, what are you?
Or like
no,
a single platform?
On Instagram.
Instagram.
Fine, Heath, you just notarized this agreement. Fine. Okay.
You guys are gonna buy followers tomorrow. I know it.
Yeah, Fiverr.com. You'd be getting a tattoo by the weekend.
Oh, crap.
Congrats. just the growth of the game happening everywhere, and you're seeing now the talent of some seven European teams in the final eight and then the U.S.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Do you think that there's something happening that we're not paying attention to? Like, obviously we know that just like both on the men's side with MLS sort of helping to develop all of Central America and their players coming into the league, do you think that the rest of the world is catching up on to the U.S. on the women's side? Like, at a certain point, they're going to have to be a bigger foundation than just having incredible athletes and good players?
Well, what's great is that I do think that it's starting to develop in other areas more than it has. A lot of people are commenting, yeah, like how the European area is really dominating. But when you think about it, how many teams could come out of the North America region anyway? And we're doing a good job spanking some of the teams that we're playing. So, but the funny thing, too, is like a lot of these, like, certain games, if they just went the slightly different way, we could be looking at a totally different scenario of the top eight teams. So it's really, it's just a matter of how it happens. These games haven't been like blowout. Most of the games have been 1-0 wins or a one goal differential. So it's crazy how really anything could happen. But yeah, the European is on the rise.
Unless the VAR gets involved.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Damn those guys and women.
Tell me what you guys think about that.
I don't know.
Having some problems with it.
I mean, the VAR was great for us last game, so.
That's true.
That's true. Loved it. But.
Who was it? Rose Lavelle? Someone got lightly cut, like.
Oh yeah, literally lightly challenged.
Yeah. and it's awful. I mean, for the other team, but when it's for you guys,
it's great.
But it is one of those things that it technically was a foul. It was a clumsy challenge, right? Can we just at least put it out to like, at no point should that defender have been putting her leg out like that in that position?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she did make contact. She's obviously moving away from the goal and all those types of things. So it was like one of those ones where I was like, oh, why couldn't this happen to anyone but the U.S.?
Yes, I know.
The U.S. cheated their way to the quarterfinals. Yeah,
exactly. Oh, that would be awful news.
Do they ever show the VARs, like who the VAR people are?
They show the room.
How many VARs are? Oh, because I want to see the VARs.
Yeah.
But what's really interesting, too, is like I feel like when they started utilizing it for the professional men's, it was like trickled into the game. And it made a lot more sense and it was a lot more fluid to use it because it was used here and there. But now it's like full-blown. Every call is being reviewed. Yeah. Every offside like call is
goal,
being delayed.
That was like...
Yeah.
So it's like the celebrations aren't even happening in the moment. The game keeps being stopped. So it's I just feel like it wasn't the best way to implement it from going 0 to 100 miles an hour.
Yeah, a lot of the VAR people did, like even in the U.S. were doing, I was calling USL games like a few years ago and they were using that. They were training like the VAR staffs and the referees who would be using it, but they were using it at USL level before it was ever even implemented to just like, training, improvements and all those types of things that there was hundreds of hours that these people had spent by the time it actually got rolled out and it was still incrementally rolled out. That it's been really frustrating to see the inconsistencies, because a lot of the stuff is all the stuff we've been begging for, which is like letter of the law, follow letter of the law. But then it's leaving all this other stuff that's not being followed.
Yeah.
Letter of the law, you know, like VAR, like on every corner kick, there is definitely a penalty that happens of a shirt tug, of an elbow, of something.
What level are we going to scrutinize every single play?
Yeah. And I feel like in a few years, it'll be fine and we'll all like stop complaining about it. But right now it's like the time when everyone's like kind of pissed off.
I wish it worked like the NFL did, where each team is allowed a certain number of challenges. They can pick and choose a moment. If they challenge it and it's actually in their favor, like they weren't just challenging for no reason or just all the time, then they get their challenge back. And you can't just be unlimitedly challenging every single play that happens. Because at the end of the day, this is a game that where human error does come into account.
Do you think that we're heading towards like more stoppages in soccer in terms of like, one from a monetization standpoint, right? So you're running 45 minutes. It's different than the NFL where you can go to commercial breaks all the time where it's like, when you hit the ceiling financially, you've got to start finding new ways to monetize, right? So if you can get like exact times where somebody could buy ads, right? This is a really bad thing for the game, but like where you start getting water breaks and or the heat breaks or the VARs, somebody's starting to sell like the VARs.
Yeah, it's going to be like, this VAR call is brought to you by
Honestly,
Chipotle.
That would be great, especially for our team right now. Like, they're going to be tired tomorrow, right? So
it's interesting, though, because I feel like it would truly change it. Like, you would have more rest time. I don't know. It would change the flow of the game,
Think about stoppage time. You haven't seen 2-minute stoppage times. They've been 7 minutes, 8 minutes, 5 minutes consistently, and that's because of all the time being wasted during the actual game. It's crazy.
Isn't it if it's a certain temperature, though, they have to do it? I don't know. I remember in college.
Well, when we played,
college it was. I don't know if it's...
Yeah, I think I like the idea of, like, I would take any break I can get as a player. Like, I'm not going to say that. But again, if you're knocking on the door and you're completely dominating and now there's a break coming to kill your rhythm, it starts to become a quarter instead That's of a true. Half, right? Yeah. It starts to become like, let's get to the end of the quarter, drink some water, you know, have some Capri Suns.
Orange slices.
We'll have this... portion of the break brought to you by Capri Sun. It's just like, I'm worried that that is sort of the next phase of VAR is like this long con to being, well, not just improving the game, but to finding new ways to monetize the game that could just really make it.
Yeah.
Will they give the money to the women? I'll be happy with that then. Capri Sun
that could
for
be
days.
The case. Yeah, that could be the case. You guys have your own little side hustles going on. Outside of Soccer Girl Probs, and a lot of them around like health and wellness. Is that accurate?
Yeah, it's our wheelhouse. Yeah,
we're grinding.
have you noticed just general changes? Not necessarily growth, because it's like we're going to find out in 5 years that this was bad for us, and we're going to go back to whatever. And it was like we used to all just like pound carbs, and they're like, take it easy on those now. But like, have you seen a lot of differences since the last World Cup? And not necessarily the players, but like just the general outlook on nutrition wellness?
I think so. Do you guys?
Or professionalization of that?
I feel like even the social media around like wellness in general is like totally changed, right?
Yeah, I just thought of this. Julie Ertz, she promotes almonds. And I think that's so cool. Because I'm all about...
Almonds?
I want to promote almonds. Because eating whole foods is amazing.
Literally generic almonds she promotes.
Really?
She
promotes that's like milk.
Or California almonds.
Yeah. Shout out to chocolate milk. If they could, come to us, we'd be interested.
You know, like the anti sort of like vegan movement is the cost of or the amount of water it takes to produce an almond.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, it's like these farmers now from like Holland are doing all this like micro farming that's allowing them to use like minimal water or like gray water. Mm-hmm. I think it's called gray water. Gray water to like basically become much more efficient with water to continue to have whole foods just because of like... the pollutants and the amount of water usage it takes to produce a single almond or a pound of almonds is like thousands and thousands of gallons of water. Yeah.
And then you can say the same thing about cows and all this stuff. Yeah. It's so funny that the extremes.
Have you guys seen the amount of oranges that go into orange juice in France? Do you see all those machines and
like
all the stores?
20 oranges.
At least.
They're fresh though.
You got to go into a bodega. Every like grocery store has it. It's pretty impressive.
Are they putting ice in the orange juice right now?
No.
Us
Americans are so spoiled with ice.
Yeah.
We like things cold.
I mean, it's a machine.
We are spoiled. When you come around here,
it's 2019. I don't know if that's. I mean, okay, that's a terrible thing. This could go really, really long. What I'm saying right now, like that is a total first world like argument. But like,
would you go ice over AC? I think I would go ice.
I would bathe in ice if I didn't have AC.
Because you would do a vacation if you had like in a hot place where you just had an ice cold beverage on you all the time. Yeah. You could hear it like clinking. I would stop falling asleep to white noise now if I could have somebody just like clink a glass of water with ice. I'd be like,
how much an hour?
Oh, I'm
how
in much? Such a good place right now. Like,
20 an hour, I'll just clink right next to your bed.
You're sweating because you're in paradise. And you know, you're like, I could imagine all that if somebody was like clanking little pieces of ice.
It sounds like you need to get an app for your white noise room right now.
Or start a new app. The clinking.
Yeah.
I have a good white noise app. It's really good.
I have like a baby like noise machine.
Like a baby crying.
No, it's like different four noises. Babies. It's like oceans and white noise.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
Yeah. Really nice.
Hmm. What do you prefer to sleep with?
What do you
what
mean?
Sound?
Oh, rain, the ocean. Definitely.
Okay.
The fan. Yeah. And then also I wear like the eye mask.
She wears an eye mask.
She wears an eye mask.
Because there's a fan setting on the white noise app that I have.
I don't have that, but like if I would probably like it because I like the sound of it. Or the AC.
Yeah.
But
rain on a tin roof.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one.
Good too.
Or thunder and lightning.
Thunder and lightning.
Yeah. Thunder and lightning's nice.
Beautiful.
I'll do thunder and lightning at like 2 p.m. to be like, no reason to go outside.
To alter your reality.
It's really shitty out there. I'm just going to stay in and take a nap. This pitch black room with storm shutters on. Do you guys have any interesting stories you want to share with me? Tell me about, what was it, Rom? Rom?
Yeah, is that how you say it, Rom?
Well, first, last.
No, it's not Reams, I've learned that.
Yeah, it's
everyone corrects us.
Yeah, because there's Rem, and then there's Ren. So like Ren is R-E-N-N-E-S.
Like Game of Thrones, isn't Ren a character in Game of Thrones?
Ren?
Yeah.
Bran?
No, Ren.
Ren sucks. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry. I don't know if you guys watched it.
Before we go on that story from the last World Cup, I think our favorite story, I don't know if you've heard this one yet. We had like the passes, the media passes to go down to like
say
the
passes
main.
Passes again? That's a great accent. Say passes.
No.
Say media passes.
Media passes.
Oh, yeah. That's beautiful.
But we went down, like we would never go down to use it. And one day we went down to like pretend to take photos just with our iPhones, whatever. And we kept going past all these security guards and they kept just pushing us through, like, go this way, go this way. Finally, we're in front of this door and we're like, this is weird. This is the locker room. We're opening the door at halftime. And all of a sudden the security guard was like, what are you doing? And he's screaming at us. They thought we were on the team.
Really?
They just kept and
they
pointing both had,
he's like, what security guards told me that you guys could come down here? We're like, literally all 80 of them. We're like, they probably all got fired. We felt terrible. Oh. But it was like, we were so close.
Music
to getting-
was like bumping behind the door. We're like, this is so weird. We're like, what is this? And we should not.
We got very close to being arrested or kicked out of Canada.
If we got in, it would have been like,
if we got it on film, it would have been epic.
Well, I think when we realized it was the locker, we turned the camera on.
I don't know.
We did.
I think I blacked out. I was so nervous.
So it would have been such good content.
It would have been.
The security guard who did her job was great. But
you also could have gotten sniped. If you think about that. It could have been red dots on all three of you.
Yeah, I felt like it was an angry aunt, like grabbed my arm and like dragged me towards the elevator. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Aunt Gwen.
Pictures of our faces would be on the other stadiums. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's true.
And then we never used our media passes again.
No. Wait, what was the other story you wanted to say?
Oh, the
Roms?
Right. I can't say it. Rens.
It's Rem.
Okay. What were you going to say?
Ernest? No, the S is now silent.
Oh, well, no, just about the hotel.
I've been corrected a million times. So I'd be like, we're going to Reims? And they're like, it's not a place.
Yeah. Did you go?
No.
Oh, because they had apparently really, really good champagne there.
Really?
Did we have champagne?
We did not.
No.
Is that the champagne region?
Opportunity missed.
Yeah, it's the champagne region. Well, you can go in the cave.
Because that's the other thing. We're really bad at planning. Right, so we plan everything the day before. So we tried to go and everything was booked.
Yeah.
So our hotel was also booked. So we had one like an hour away. Which we walked on the highway to get to. We don't need an Uber.
Actually walking for an hour on the highway?
The side of the highway. Yeah. Like, literally. I'm surprised no one pulled over and was like, you girls want to ride somewhere? It was...
You guys are the fucking weirdos. I wish America had a really bad reputation.
Yeah, I know.
They're like, look at those three Americans walking down
the highway. We had all of our stuff in our bags. And it's so hot out. We were all, like, dripping sweat. And we get to the hotel with the two beds. It was a nightmare.
I can honestly say...
There was no shampoo or conditioner.
Oh, yeah. It was
had, like, Monica from Friends hair. We got to the game, but anyway, after the game, we're like, let's just go home.
The hotel was so bad that we literally took a 2-hour Uber home back to Paris instead of sleeping in that hotel.
Yeah,
so that's where we were at.
Man. Yeah,
so safe to say, a lot of memories were made in Reims.
Talk about your guys' sort of journey into just what you guys do. Like, what got you into it to being, you know, at your second world, third World Cup for some, but as a squad, second World Cup. Like, what are you fueled by, I guess?
Honestly, it's been such a wild ride. I can't even believe how far we've come since 2011.
We always look at each other about the year.
We're like, was it 11, 12? Like,
10 years ago.
I still feel like we're 19 years old, which is crazy. But yeah.
I feel like I'm 19 too.
It's a good thing, though.
Why
it's
are
a good
you guys
thing.
Laughing when I say that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me
it
be
is a good
this.
Thing.
Why
it's
are you guys
mustache.
Boxing?
Who do you think?
Oh, it's the mustache.
Well,
I've had this mustache since seventh grade. Yeah. So I feel like I'm 13.
Prove it. Show us a picture.
I will show you a picture. Like, I was the first one that was like.
He was like him right
look
now.
Look at when I smile right now. It touches my ears. That is not.
It's very fresh.
I don't
like,
believe
it was
you.
Passed down.
His middle school yearbook picture had stubble on it. Yeah.
I mean, you know the story, but basically the fact that social media was so big at the time and we made a Twitter account, it just like spread like wildfire in the soccer community. And when we created the YouTube video, Shit Soccer Girls Say, it was during a trending time of Shit Boyfriend Say, Shit Girlfriend Say. So when we hit 1 million hits overnight, we were like, what?
Yeah.
What just happened?
Was planned.
No.
Either. Yeah.
None of it was planned. But the beauty of it is that we gained such a huge following and they dictated what our business moves were next. Mm-hmm. And that was just, it's such a blessing because people have to make a business first before they grow a following. And I feel like
we did the reverse.
So since then, I just feel like we've been really riding the women's soccer train right now and empowering. We changed our mission. Like at first it was obviously just for jokes, you know, telling all the problems that soccer players have, but we've really made it our mission to empower female athletes and talk about more important things too, like equal pay. And when they were having that turf debacle like 4 years ago, and all that stuff. Yeah. So
France versus US, are you guys going to the game?
Heck yes, we are.
Yes. I heard you guys might need to borrow a printer from us.
Yes, we're going to need that print those tickets.
We'll pay you. We promise.
What does it mean to you? Like, how valuable is it?
It means a cup of coffee.
Did you guys hear there's a pair of tickets for the game that's like $11,000?
Yeah, the highest ticket to get.
The finals?
That's like a down payment on a car.
For this quarter final. Yeah. $11,000 ticket.
Does it come with a clanking thing of ice?
You better be sitting on the midline.
Can you make some requests?
You can play. You're allowed to play.
If someone's gonna fan me and clink some, I feel like bowl it's gotta be luxury. Right?
They're actually plot twist. They're my tickets. You can bend on me, Carly Byer.
I mean, my tickets can be even more than that if someone's willing to pay for it.
It's
true. But what is it? A package? I'm assuming.
Like, yeah, I think it might be.
I don't know.
I hope it's not
sack
just
lunch.
a tour of Paris. Yeah.
I don't know.
Unlimited croissants.
I don't know. But last game we were in a suite. Just the three of us and this
humble brag.
It was a humble brag though.
No, this wasn't even supposed to be a brag. It was three of us and it was this really nice couple. They're like in their 80s. They're just
and
dating.
That was
this was their first trip together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're best 80s? Friends.
Yeah.
I don't know. So
and they,
I don't know
they came
how
for
they
the whole World Cup and they're going to all the games. Yeah. And
I think they're like American?
Yeah, I think they're very American.
Alabama, South Carolina. Yeah. They met at a football game.
He was like, every time I raise my hand, can you give me a drink?
give me a cold one? We're like, what year is this? And yes,
we
were adorable.
Between the three of us, we probably got him 9 beers. Yeah,
like, I don't even know how he was standing. He was like, I didn't get any.
Yeah. See, the new rules of all the equality you guys fight for all the time don't apply to 80-something-year-old men. If they do it in an enchanting way,
they're
just
like, isn't that terrible? I couldn't say no.
When I hold my hand up, you bring me a beer.
But I feel like we're
of
close,
course.
But
every time I stood right up.
We're close enough with him now that next game, I feel like we would do it as a joke to him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Or I want tips.
Yeah. So.
That's fair. I mean, if we're traveling like this, him and his lady, they must have some cash.
But they were great seats nonetheless. Yeah. So.
And they were That's awesome. Great people.
Are you guys, have you guys secured tickets through the final?
Yeah. Yep.
Nice.
Yeah, we played it safe. We really, right? We have tickets, right?
You don't. No, you don't.
We only got two, Carly.
Question yeah, we have tickets.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
Right?
No, we do.
All right, well, before we get to the final, the U.S. Has to get through France. What do you guys think of that game?
I just really think it's going to come down to this freaking lineup who Jill Ellis decides to move where. I think that was really what threw us so off that last game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Obviously, Spain put up an amazing fight as well, and they were very physical, but everyone was out of position of what their normal position was. Mm-hmm. So
I remember it was 2018, last year, the She Believes Cup. I remember
that
being
was the
like.
Year before this year was 2018.
Yeah. We don't know.
What year is it? I remember being like, holy crap, France is so good. They tied them 1-1. And I feel like seeing them perform, their offense is very fast. And I think it's going to be a really good game. I think it's going to be like a low-scoring game.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know. I wasn't impressed with the U.S. last match against Spain.
Oh, it was gross.
The last 10 minutes also, they were dropping so deep that I was just like, this is worrisome because even at 0-0 with 10 minutes left against France, who has much more size, much more dynamic ability in the attack, that if the U.S. is going to drop to the top of their box and be that spread out between literally the half line to the top of their box, you're now entered the realm of somebody is good enough to punish you if you're going to give them that. Yeah. If you're going to give it to them, they're going to take it.
Well, we already were. Think about it. That first goal was complete punishment. It was totally caught us out of position. So.
Yeah. And Alex Morgan is the most fouled player in the tournament. And I feel like Spain really was...
They amped that number up.
Yeah, they were aggressive with her. And I feel like if France does that to Alex and shuts her down, I think that's going to be unfortunate for us. But hopefully...
Personal levels, for the sake of the tournament, isn't it kind of sad that the host or the favorites will...
Yeah,
I know.
We wish this was the final.
We're saying this is the final that everyone really wanted. So
I know.
I'm leaving after this. No, I'm just kidding.
I want them to go out.
Who, France?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to. It's going to be sad if that's the case, but we're going to be more upset if the U.S. are out. You know?
Is there any team that's been really surprising to you guys? Like, obviously, Italy had the first, like, upset against Australia.
Yeah.
And have gone on, like, this run. And most of them play at Juventus. And, like, you can see there's a rhythm there. That was a, they were a really surprising team for me. But is there anybody that's been, like, underperforming or underwhelming?
Well, I feel like the Netherlands are over, like, performing even better than I thought that they were going to. I mean, obviously, they have some incredible key players. But have you seen like the rallies before the games? Like their fans, they came to like support. They have like fill the streets with orange. It's awesome.
Have you guys seen them anywhere? Have you seen the fans?
Just video. No, just videos yeah. of them. It looks awesome.
But I'm kind of sad too that Japan's out.
Yeah, that was disappointing.
I
was upset about Australia too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah. The PKs. We all had heart attacks.
Penalties.
Yes,
the PKs. You can't take penalties.
It's a global podcast. We're just trying to be a little more cultured this year in 2019. No, so like PKs, you get trouble for. So they'll And I argued, like, you'll shorten it to pens, but I say PKs, and I'm just in trouble for it.
Like, right, I can do pens.
Pens?
I don't want to do pens.
Don't Let's do it. You don't have to do anything you don't want to.
Yeah, don't feel peer pressured, but, like, also, you can't say PKs.
Yeah,
also, yeah you really
sorry,
can't.
Sorry, guys.
You can't sit with us. Yeah, that was pretty brutal, though. Yeah. The pens.
PKs. That was the best I'd seen Japan play, and they went out. Like, they weren't that impressive in the group stages.
Yeah.
But then in their last match, finally like saw like a really cool technical Japan. They have such a good rhythm, like so purposeful in all that they do. But now that they're out, I'm just like, man. Oh,
and they were in the finals last World Cup. So it's crazy how much things can change in the course of 4 years.
And they won the World Cup before that, right? Yeah. Wasn't it? 2000? No, who won before that?
We won the last.
No,
they're saying
no,
they won before that.
15, oh, it was Japan.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Didn't they retire somebody?
Their captain. She was so good.
Yeah, wasn't she unbelievable?
She played the last one, but like very limited. Yeah. I forget her name. Yeah,
maybe that made a huge difference this year.
Was it Kumagai? Saki Kumagai?
I think so.
I know we have one up. Bex.
Saki's still playing.
Who is the legend they just retired?
Miyama.
Yeah.
Miyama.
I am
Miyama.
There we go.
Australia.
Fact checked it.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. Retired them. But yeah, there was some sort of like discussions going into the tournament that they brought like a much younger squad right before the tournament than they would have otherwise. But they're just a fun, like
they're fun to watch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like the entertaining side of, you know, Spain was entertaining to watch, just like the proper football type stuff. But now, do you think we're nearing a period where in the next few years with just the growth of all the leagues around the world that when we get out of the group stages into the first round of knockout rounds, so like round of 16, that the quality will be higher? Because there still seems to be some disparity in the round of 16, like easy matchups, those types of things, if somebody that got through. Do you think in the next 4 years, if the momentum stays, that will be the first round of like some major upsets?
Yeah, because I mean, I already feel a difference from last World Cup to this. Like I only one game when US played Germany in the last World Cup was I like sweating. Like I didn't know how it was going to go, but I really had the confidence. I was like, it felt like the competition wasn't as even back then. So then even this year, some games, even at an earlier point, like the round of 8 and even the round of 16, I'm like, all right, wow. Like it's really stepping their game up. It's becoming a much more equal and even playing ground, which makes it for a much more interesting World Cup. So
awesome. All right, I'm going to do, can I do a couple day numbers? Cool. I'm going to quiz you guys.
Nice.
Oh, man.
I'm ready.
Once I can get my computer
Me and Carly took math class together in college, and I got a 3 and she got a 0.
Say math class again?
No.
Why did you just tell the world that I got a 0?
I can't believe that I have the biggest accent.
Carly, I think it's harder to get a 3 than a 0.
Okay, but if you get Carly's from Staten Island, so if you get her mad, her accent.
Don't get me mad. Don't.
Yeah, you did.
You did.
Someone stole her GPS out of her car.
Yeah.
And she went Staten Island.
He had it wrapped around his stomach.
Like, yeah, you did.
And I went up to him. I was 16 years old, and I was like, I should be a cop because I just solved crack the case. You're wearing it.
you're literally wearing it in front of me.
Okay, that's for another day to talk about the rest of that. We're quizzing you.
Wait, there it is. Day in numbers. Here we go. Yeah, more than you. The number 8. So I'm going to tell you a number. You're going to tell me what it means. It could be anything.
The number of U.S. players that have scored so far.
The number of teams left.
That is correct. But that's not what my question is.
Oh, okay.
So it's right in theory. You're not wrong, but you're not right.
I'll take
8 is all of the teams in the quarterfinals were the teams to score first in their round of 16 match.
Wow.
All eight teams, yeah. Interesting.
That's fun facts.
There. I like you guys that. Can use that over a bevy later when you meet some sort of random fans going, you know what?
You know what I learned today?
What does eight mean to you?
Over an Aperol spritz.
Yeah. 2.9.
2.9.
Sounds like
the, the score from 1 to 10 decimal. Of the bars.
Yeah. What is
the average yellow cards given out in the group stages?
That's not a bad shout. It's the average number of goals scored in each match so far.
Oh. Wow, we should have done that. Would you get these? Would you get these?
No, we do these like every day or every other day, and like we've like between Monkey and myself, we've gotten like one right.
Okay,
so
okay.
It's more of an educational tool.
I like it.
That yeah, also cool. humbles us for not being very smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And finally, the last one, 11. You're not going to get
is
this.
It is trick? No. We want to guess. No,
really, I don't want to guess
the number of players on each starting yeah. team.
That's good guess.
11.
The number of refs. The number of VAR calls per game.
The number of the consecutive wins for the U.S.?
Could you, I mean,
or
you
in the World
You guys
the
have
World
all
Cup?
Said each of your answers confidently, so I'm going to say you're all right.
Okay.
Can't fact check that right now.
A lot of
But the, number of, the number of yellow cards shown to Brazil in their four matches.
Wow. That says a lot.
Yeah, muito.
They're
That's
aggressive.
What the Brazilians would say, muito amarelo.
What does that mean?
And lots of yellows.
Oh.
10 out of 10.
I'm sorry, I travel. Yeah. You know?
So you're so cultured.
But that is it. Thank you guys so much for joining us. That is another episode of Football Inside Out. We'll be back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, or wherever you listen to your podcast so you never miss an episode. And if you've enjoyed it, leave us a review. Thank you guys for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. I'm going to leave a review.
Short notice, but...
We're all going to leave a review.
So we're going to need that printer right
now. Yeah,
so
we need the printer.
We paid our dues.
You guys did spend some of your very precious time with us, so we will let you use the printer on cost of on the house.
Merci.
Thank you.
Make sure you guys subscribe to the newsletter. Head to copa90.com/WC19 and click or tap on Copa 90 France Daily to sign up and get in touch because we'd love to hear from you. footballinsideout@copa90.com and use the hashtag copa90insideout, and we will see you guys tomorrow.
This is a We Are Great production for Copa 90.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.